Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Good morning, Ocean Sunrise Catechismers. We should call it, we should have a name for ourselves, I think. We should come up with some sort of name for ourselves. Good morning, Peter. How's that nice warm weather in Lake City? Aren't you glad you came south? It's so cold. Hey, Dan. Aloha over there in Texas. Let's see if I can get this fixed a little bit better. Good morning. It's cold today. Whew, good day to be working inside. I see the guys out yesterday working on the electrical wiring. We had a big power outage yesterday, and they were kind of swinging in the wind. It's so cold. So pray for everyone who's working outside. Only one faith. Good morning, Frank. Say good morning to Frankie for me. Through the centuries, in so many languages, cultures, peoples, and nations, the Church has constantly confessed this one faith. Received from the one Lord, transmitted by one baptism, and grounded in the conviction that all people have only one God and Father. St. Irenaeus of Lyon was a witness to the faith. I read this yesterday, but I want to read it again. Look at that beautiful wave. You can tell how big a wave is, by the way, by how slow it, if it's a hollow wave like this one is today, how long it takes for it to go from the top of the wave to the bottom of the wave when it breaks. So waves can be deceptive. Remember going to Waimea Bay, going down through the sugarcane plants and pineapple fields and seeing down below the waves and seeing these waves just taking forever to throw and to break and knowing it was going to be a big day. I'm supposed to be in Hawaii in hopefully about a month. So this is St. Irenaeus. We read this yesterday, but it's so powerful. Indeed, the Church, though scattered throughout the whole world, even to the ends of the earth, having received the faith from the apostles and their disciples, guards this preaching and faith with care, as dwelling but in but a single house, and similarly believes as if having but one soul and a single heart, and preaches, teaches, and hands on this faith with a unanimous voice, as if possessing only one mouth. You know, the Catholic faith, this is it. This is it. This is the official teaching of the Church, the Catechism. When I went to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention about a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago, you know, there's 10,000 people or more, a lot of people attending it, and a lot of booths in this one area, and it seemed like every booth was kind of had a different sort of twist on the faith, you know, different, slightly different version. But here, this is our faith. This is what we hold to. And if people say they're Catholic, but they don't hold to this, then they're not really Catholic. They're not truly Catholic. This is the teaching of the Church, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Frankie, good man. Good to see you, brother. I sent you a gift. I think we actually got to send it out yesterday because the post office was closed on Monday, so you should be getting it soon. There's Mark Cobb, my good brother. Aloha, Mark. Aloha. Lives here in Cocoa Beach. The waves are so perfect today, Mark, but it's so cold, I'm not going to go out. I'd say I saw a good 7 to 8 foot hollow face that ran down the line just now, but too cold for me, man. Good morning, Ted. Say hi to Theo and the rest of your crew. You know, Ted, we should have a retreat. I was thinking for maybe just men and their sons too. Lately, a lot of men and their sons have been watching this together, so maybe we should do something like that. Why don't you think about it? Maybe you can help me put it together if you decide we should do it. For though languages differ throughout the world, the content of the tradition is one and the same. The churches established in Germany have no other faith or tradition. nor do those of the Iberians, nor those of the Celts, nor those of the East, of Egypt, of Libya, nor those established at the center of the world. Of course, the center of the world to them was Rome. The church's mission is true and solid, in which one and the same way of salvation appears throughout the world. This is still St. Irenaeus in his letter against heresies. We guard with care the faith that we have received from the church, for without ceasing, under the action of God's Spirit, this deposit of great price, as if in an excellent vessel, is constantly being renewed and causes the very vessel that contains it to be renewed. And I was thinking about Jesus saying how you can't put old wine in new wine, you can't put new wine in an old wineskin, or it'll burst. So this vessel, this wineskin of the church, needs to be constantly renewed and constantly fresh, because we constantly have new wine. So we need to pray every day, put oil on that wineskin so it stays responsive to the new wine that's in it and that doesn't burst. Faith is a personal adherence of the whole man to God, who reveals himself. It involves an assent of the intellect and will to the self-revelation God has made through his deeds and words. To believe has thus a twofold reference to the person and to the truth. To the truth by trust in the person who bears witness to it. We must believe in no one but God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Faith is a supernatural gift from God. In order to believe, man needs the interior help of the Holy Spirit. Believing is a human act, conscious and free, corresponding to the dignity of the human person. Believing is an ecclesial act. In other words, there's the I believe of the Apostles' Creed and the we believe the Nicene Creed. So there is the believing is a human act. Believing is an ecclesial act, something we do together. The church's faith precedes, engenders, supports, and nourishes our faith. The church is the mother of all believers. No one can have God as Father who does not have the church as mother. That's Saint Cyprian. Because it's the mother, it's the church that births you and nourishes you. No one has faith in God that hasn't received it from the church. We believe all that which is contained in the Word of God, written or handed down. So the canon of Scripture or the tradition, the oral tradition of the church with a capital T, in which the church proposes for belief as divinely revealed. And that's what this is. Catechism of the Catholic Church, the universal church. This is Paul VI saying, we believe all that which is contained in the Word of God, written or handed down, in which the church proposes for the belief as being divinely revealed. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Pat, for sharing. Everybody press that share button. Let's get the good news out to the world. Faith is necessary for salvation. The Lord himself affirms, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. Faith is a foretaste of the knowledge that will make us blessed in the life to come. That's St. Thomas Aquinas. It's this place we'll stop there because the next spot we kind of need to do all at once. We're going to compare the Apostles' Creed to the Nicene Creed next. So I'm going to let you enjoy the sunrise a little bit. Whew, it's cold. There's a swell coming out. A swell line coming through right now, I would say, is a little bit overhead wave. Just a pretty and cold wave, and you can't make me go out there and surf it. Love you guys. Frankie, appreciate and respect your stand for the Lord, man. And Theo, too, if you're listening, these are the young men that listen with their fathers. Proud of you, man. Love you. And really enjoyed being on the ship with you in December. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Aloha, ahui ho, viva Cristo Rey. That's right.
hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Woznick radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.